Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, hey, in the night,
hey girls, and what up, dudes? This is your girl Princess with another Truth Heals for Hurt episode. I am so excited about today's show. Not only am I chatting it up with my husband, but my road dog, my boo, and my best friend, I am live on Facebook today. And I am going to chat up with some women who want to know, at what point do they settle, sit down, negotiate, you know, how we do this thing called love or in relationships. So anyway, we're going to learn something from each other on today. So y'all know how we do it. Facebook, tweet, text somebody, let them know that we're getting ready to start the show. And truth heals hurt, the truth will set us free. Okay, y'all, before we get into this conversation, because I'm not going to remember, and I did poorly last show with remembering to do my advertisements, and I wouldn't have no show if it wasn't for some of these advertisements. So let me do my shout-outs real quick, and then we'll get all into the nitty-gritty, what we came on the show for. Okay, anyway. So, Sugar Queen Jelly. She's out of Brookhaven, Mississippi. She not just started her jelly because she's been doing it now for a long time. But I want to get the link for you all because you want to try the jelly. I don't know if somebody's talking to us. Okay. Y'all can't be talking to me while I'm trying to make my announcements. I'm just kidding. This is where y'all going to talk. Anyway, we want to find out how to get the link to order the jelly. You want the jelly. Like, she has different kinds, blueberry, strawberry, muscadine. And those of you that are from the South, you already know what the deal is with muscadine. You already know, so I don't have to tell you. But I want you all to get that information for Sugar Queen Jelly. So I'm going to get with Miss Daniels and see what the link is so that you all can start, getting the information about things that taste really good. Now, those of you who know me know I find good food to eat. I find good snacks, and I'm real good at picking out deliciousness. Mm-hmm. Also, Ms. Daniels is starting her blog. I'm going to put that link there. She's going to do some reviews with me on next Sunday about some company businesses. You doing good? You ain't doing good. We're going to talk about it because the truth heals hurt, and don't be mad at us. And if you give out poor service, we're going to be writing those things down. We're going to go places. Like, we want to do truth heals hurt about everything. So if you mistreat us, we want to talk about that. We're going to help some people invest their money in places where they'll be treated right. Next, Brown Girls, if you're listening in today, we have another book coming out in for Christmas. Y'all, all I can say is God has been good to me. I'm a book number 5, and then there's more in store for the year to come. But right now, I'm a full-time student and a full-time employee, and I'm still trying to do this extra stuff. But in order for you to take what the Lord has for you, you got to pursue. You got to get it, okay?
I pursue.
Yes. And then the Truth Heals Hurt t-shirts, they're on sale. The link are going to be posted. So all the stuff that I talked about today, we're going to post the link. But you do want you one of these shirts. Y'all know somebody be telling lies. And that way you ain't got to tell them. Just stop lying. You just do like this. Anyway. But, okay. So now, y'all, the reason why you tuned in to today's show. I need my notes. Sorry. I already had some people send in some information for my husband. So my husband and I were chatting. And we saw a few things at the grocery store. We're going to start with this one right here where the wife was carrying the baby. She was trying to push the buggy, and the husband had his hands in his pocket.
Shame. Shame, shame.
So my husband was like, well, what? I said, that ain't his fault. That is her fault. Because I'd be like, look at him. I can't carry all this stuff. I'm carrying the baby, and I'm carrying my purse. I'm carrying, probably carrying the money. You know what I'm saying? Probably got the money, too. And then you there walking and chilling. So my husband was like, you know what? Women have changed. Like, certain things have changed about women. Or did something change and we missed it. Right? So we want to talk about that. So I got an inbox from somebody that said, nowadays, you can't compliment a woman without her thinking you want something. Now, this is coming from men. Okay? Y'all should want to be complimented. Thank you. Some men have hidden agendas. I got that. But if they just say, I like your hair, I like your dress, can we just say thank you? Appreciate it. Can we do that? Then when you open the door, some of them act like they don't appreciate it, like it's something that a man has to do. And some of y'all don't even say thank you. Now, y'all know y'all weren't taught that, and if you was taught that, you still know better. Somebody at, if it wasn't your mama, somebody at school taught you how to say thank you. Right? When people do stuff for you. Okay. So, Reggie, come on in.
Where do we start?
I don't know, because, like, we don't like compliments. We don't like, what's going on with us? Like, women, what's going on with us?
I guess for men, from a man aspect, a man is only going to do what you allow him to do. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you don't hold him to a standard, then he's not going to exhibit any standards. And the problem is, from my standpoint,
okay,
you get women that at certain points of their life were never shown what it means to be a lady and what you should expect for yourself. And so we can go into a lot of, you know, history on, you know, whether the father was in the picture or some type of father figure was in the picture. I don't know what it is, but at some point, a woman needs to know what her worth is to a guy. So, to me, if you don't hold him to a standard, there's no need in him exhibiting any at all. And he's not certain guys. Now, certain guys, that's just the way they were brought up. That's their belief system. That's the way they were taught to be a man and how to treat a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, for me, guys in the South, we were taught to treat a lady like she's a queen. Taught to treat her like she's supposed to be treated. Because if not, guess what? Your mom slapped you in the mouth more than likely. That's what happened.
Whoa.
So that's my standpoint. And as far as the guy in the grocery store, I mean, come on now.
Or they asking to help carry your bags. You don't need no help. You struggling, girl. You know you can't carry all that stuff by yourself. Sit down somewhere. But because we think that men have hidden agendas, whatever the case may be, and we're not just talking, this is not, I told y'all this show is going to be a little different. It's not going to be men bashing. We are the ones that are at fault for a lot of the behavior that we are experiencing. That's how I feel.
And I also think that some women, they go too fast. Okay? You hear a lot of women that say, I'm getting older, or I need somebody in my life. Or you just being, it's just almost like being desperate that you just fall for anything.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Take the time to get to know these cats. I mean, you know what you're dealing with. You're around them all the time. So I'm like,
Y'all cooking. They came over the house one day. Y'all already cooking. Y'all already cleaning. Y'all over at a family member's house cleaning. That don't have them, you know, they don't have their stuff together yet. I have been guilty of this. I'm all at folks' house cleaning them stuff. This ain't my house. And then you don't know how many other women he got if you ain't been around long enough. I do know a couple of people, and y'all, 2 days, y'all be doing too much. 2 days, y'all already gave up.
You already playing. You playing house in 2 days. I mean, you don't even know the guy. You don't even know probably if he has a job. Okay.
They're playing like Susan said, playing house.
So it's like, okay.
Then you move them in. Carlos said, move them in.
Yep.
They already in your house. You don't even know.
Not even in your house, but around your kids, if you have kids. So let's talk about that. So how important is it for a woman to exhibit standards? Because they're always second and third order effects.
Mm-hmm.
So Okay, let's say you have a daughter and a son. Okay, one thing is if you have a sorry person, okay, then that person is not showing your daughter the way a lady should be treated.
No.
That's one. Two, if it's a son, he's not showing your son what a man should do on how to treat a lady. I mean, just double standards on both sides.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, what do you do? Okay, so for those women that do, you know, have those moments where they're like, oh, I can do it myself, and I can do this, and I can do that. You got to relax. Just relax. There's no need in being all hostile. You know, we all can be nice. We can all play, get along with each other well or whatnot, but there's no need to do that. If you have a guy that's genuinely interested in you, then allow yourself to get to know that person.
And if you get, y'all know this truth heals hurt. If you gonna give up the booty, you ain't got to worry about him trying to figure out nothing about you. I'm just gonna tell y'all that. So you done gave up the prize. This, he is the winner. 2 days later, he is the winner. So he has nothing to work towards.
There's no need to buy the cow to get free milk.
Yeah, that's what Carla said.
You get free milk.
You already snacking on the snacks. So your cookies ain't no good, boo, because you already gave up the cookies. Like, make yourself, give yourself the value that you gotta, I don't know how to, what I'm saying. You gotta be who you are and show that side of you. Yes, you may have skills on that soul, but you ain't getting none of my food until I done learned who I'm feeding. Because I'm telling you now, the world has changed. Some of y'all don't even get people to get out of jail fast enough. Before you done move these people in, these some murderers and stuff. I have a friend that, I'm serious, the guy murdered her kids because she got with him. He getting out of prison. She trying to help somebody. He ain't got no place to stay, so he had to move in with her. Okay? And then he got to move in with her. He don't have no job, which he going to have a hard time with a felony rap or murder charges. So then, I don't know what she was thinking. And it, we make poor choices, and we just brought this murderer in here into this house just because we need somebody to lay with. Boots, y'all better buy a blanket. You better buy you a pillow. They got some M&M characters you can buy from the store. They got some bad, biggest men. You're going to have to wait a minute.
You don't need no real-life cutter buddy. You don't need no cutter buddy. Just relax.
Just tell all
right
now. Calm down.
Now think about it though. Yeah. If you're making these type of decisions, then you can't blame the guy. You have to blame yourself. It's something that's going on within your mind that's allowing you to make these type of decisions. Guess what? You need to take the time to figure that out.
Yes.
Because we'll get into what you have to do to make sure the guy has his mind right and you have your mind right. So when you come together, everything is popping on all cylinders. No issues.
I will tell y'all this, Reggie, man. I want to tell y'all. I want
Don't
to tell
go.
Y'all. So, Reggie and I went out on a date. The next day, I ain't call him. I got missing. Hi, holla. I enjoyed myself. He's a handsome man. I enjoyed myself. But, honey, I got missing the next day. And then he called me. He was like, what's up? What's going on with you? I said, oh, Nick, ain't nothing going on. Because, see, we can't just be so easy. Like, we got to know who we are. And some of these men, they can get, let me put it like this, they can get other women. You ain't it, boo. You not it until they select you, till they find you, like the Bible says. Mm-hmm. We got a question. Y'all hold on a minute. I'm trying to read some of y'all comments, too. Caller 6986, you're on the line. What's your question? Or what's your comment?
My comment is, what does Reggie have to say about the women who says or think there's a shortage of men?
Okay, so the question, just in case those of you in Facebook Live didn't hear it, is the caller is asking, what does Reggie feel about the shortage of men?
Okay.
Or about women thinking there is a shortage of men? Yeah.
Well, I think that's just something that they tell themselves.
It's a lie.
Mm-hmm. From what I've seen, there's plenty of men out here.
God made a lot of men.
It's a lot of us out here.
A lot of them.
The problem is, guess what? Sometimes women don't want to do the hard work of trying to allow the man or waiting for the man to find them. Because that's what you should be doing. You should be living your life just like Everything else is peaches and cream. Just live it and allow the man to find you. Just like the Lord said, a man that finds a wife finds a good thing, right? So you should allow the man to find you. Relax. Pray about it. He will bring you what is supposed to be for you.
And listen, while we on that, if y'all got to keep hinting to the man that you ready to get married and stuff like that and like hiding, you know, or talking about everybody else's wedding to try to provoke him to get married, that kind of stuff, that ain't going to work. That's not going to work. You know how y'all go to weddings and stuff like that and be trying to come back and be talking about, you know, such just got married and he loved her and it only took him 6 months to realize she was the one. Well, if it's taking y'all 15 years, I want you to ask questions.
I want you to think about this. That sounds like an entrapment tool, right? So, okay, what does anything do when they feel trapped? They're always trying to escape.
Yes.
All the time. So, do you really want that in your marriage? Mm-hmm. Okay?
And then I don't want no man that don't want me. And I got to work hard. And I got to say, hey, see me over here. Hey, look at me. Hey, you going to take me out? Hey, you forgot to call me today? Hey, you like, there's too much words. Like, people that want to talk to you, they call you. People that want to be with you, they be with you.
Now, I'm not saying don't play hard to get, but mm-hmm. allow the man to be the man. Allow him to be a man. Allow him to see the standards that you not so much have set high, but to show him that you do have standards, that he has to actually put in some work and some time to receive you as his queen. Mm-hmm. That's what you should do.
Yeah. Okay. Some act like they don't need a man for anything. Now, y'all ought to cut this out. Listen, we went to go see Almost Christmas, and Gabrielle, we're not going to tell the movie, but Gabrielle Union's character is like that, where she got everything. She got the luggage. She got everything. She don't need no bad. Y'all, come on. Even if you can tote 500 pounds of groceries, you shouldn't want to. You should not want to. Like, you that's crazy. Even if you can drive yourself to the store. I purposely asked my husband, baby, I need you to take me over to such and such. Not because Princess is not capable, but I feel more comfortable. I just want to be just the girl. I just want to be the woman. Because
guess what? When you do that, you drive away the possibly right man for you, mm-hmm. okay? And then you allow a man that's not the right man to say, oh, okay, you can care for yourself. So what you have done, like we said in the military, you have started a new standard or set a new standard for you as well as the men that you come in contact with. Because mm-hmm. guess what? He doesn't have to work. He doesn't have to do anything. My wife or my girlfriend is going to do it for me. She's going to pick up the groceries.
She's going to pay the light
bill. She's going to push the buggy. That's just the start of it.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. It's like having an iceberg. If you know how an iceberg works, most of the iceberg is under the water, the part that you cannot see. Mm-hmm. So you're going to run into that little tiny piece of it. But guess what? It's much more coming. It's a lot more coming with that. And guess what? Get ready. Because some of you already have seen it before in your life. Mm-hmm. It's like peeling back an onion. You see the first signs that something or the indicator that something's not right. And then all of a sudden you keep peeling back that onion and just it's not what you want.
And then let me tell you something. Earlier today we said most of the men that we should have standards for, we don't. The ones that come, you know, with nothing to bring to your table, because they may have something for somebody else's table, but it's just not working out for you. But then here comes a good man who may not be rich, who can carry your groceries with pride, just walking, you know, just want to help out, or who wants to just come to your house and just watch the movies and leave. But some of y'all so hot tail that if they don't ask y'all for some booty, y'all think that they don't, there's something wrong with them. And that's sad.
Oh, that they're gay.
Yeah, they're gay. They gotta be gay because all this fineness and all this stuff. How did they not? Because some men want to just talk to you. Some
they want to date you.
Yes. They just want to take you out. And then I got my own just keep having your own. That's all I can say. Just have your own, boo. And then some of you have met the right one. But because of where you were in their mind, they have time to keep waiting on you because you too much. You're doing too much.
That goes back to what I said. You know within yourself whether or not you're able to receive what a true man is trying to give you. So, in my opinion, if you know you're in that way, nothing wrong with that, don't place yourself on the market then. Take some time, get yourself together, and then put yourself out there,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And allow a man to see you for who you truly are. And that's the person that he will want to go to.
Because, be honest with y'all, most of the hot tail folks, like if a man can easily get you, he knows that somebody else can easily get you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't even know him.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't get to know him and you giving up the cookie or giving up the special treat,
mm-hmm.
then he knows that you're going to be easy for another man. And so no man wants to share. No real man wants to share his storehouse, his warehouse, you know, his stuff.
That's a no-go.
There's a lie out there that you got to put up with cheating. The devil is a lie. See, that's why you got to get to know people. That's why you got to get to know people. Men that have a walk with Christ. See, we don't want to go here.
Okay. This is what I have to say about that. You hear a lot of women that say, oh, I didn't know he was like that. Okay, I'll give you a certain percentage of that, maybe 1%. But before you, or while you so-called in a relationship with that person, you have seen some type of indicator.
Mm-hmm.
Some type of indicator that you are willing to just look past. And guess what? Just like I said before, each time you look past that, you've given him even more room to do it again, and even worse.
If I can do this to her and it's okay,
it is what it is.
I ain't got to change.
Right?
I don't have to change that. But you can be like, again, it took a minute for me to learn. So before my husband, I did not know how to accept a man's, a real man, because I didn't know what that was. And I just wanted comfort or somebody to say they love me and touch me or whatever. But do y'all know people tell lies? These folk don't love you. These people don't love you. Love has become a word like, what's a simple word? People say, I love you too, boo. Like, we 2 days in a relationship, we love each other like that already? Marriage takes some time to grow. And actually, to me, I've grown more in love with my husband as we have progressed. I'm more in love with him now than I was when we first met. So that's what I'm saying. Love takes some time and you go through some things and it doesn't just come overnight. So
love is work.
Yes, you got to have some bad times and some off time stuff. We just ain't in love right away.
Some people want marriage wrapped up in a pretty little package and it's just all just nicely wrapped and just handed to you. And then when you open it, that's it. There's nothing else you have to do for it. But that's not true marriage. If it's like that, then you need to probably run because it's too good to be true.
Okay, see, Carla said something that's the truth. That's the part people don't want to admit.
Right.
A lot of women don't want no commitment. See, we blame that on the men. We be sitting up here talking about them because they don't want to. Half of us don't want no man. Let's tell the truth. Some of us have been hurt so much, damaged so much, or whatever. Some of us just want the sex that need to go on. Keep on doing that, and all you're going to do is lose pieces of yourself. You're just going to keep losing pieces of yourself.
And when you lose pieces of yourself, when you finally figure out that you want to give yourself to somebody, it's nothing, a minimum amount of a small piece of you left.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You have nothing else to give. Because you just piecemealed it out to so many different people to where the guy that really wants to be with you, you're not going to be able to give it to him.
Where the nights are not special anymore.
Mm-mm.
Some of y'all just tore that part up. You don't have nothing to look forward to as a married couple, be honest with you, because you done did everything. You cooked already. You cleaned already. You washed his clothes. And I'm not saying you can't do this for your male friend, y'all engaged, whatever. I'm not saying that. I'm saying let it be a token of appreciation or something and drop them clothes off at his house. But don't let it be where you just let folks move in and stuff, and then you get mad 2 weeks later when they can't contribute. They could contribute from the beginning, baby, because you got them from their mama house, or you got them from their grandmama house, or you got, like, you just let them move in and not contribute anything. Now, we understand that black men, white men, Hispanics, whatever, in every race there are men having problems. We got that. And situation. So we don't want to get into the race thing. But we understand that. But come on now. I got to carry the mountain while you carry a brick. No. We can't do that. We cannot do that.
Donna said it's a difference between loving somebody and being in love with somebody.
Yes.
And you got a lot of marriages now that's like that. Yeah. You know, people are loving each other. They love each other because this, you know, I can love a friend. You know, I can love a buddy. But are you still in love with the person that you're with? Okay. And so a lot of times that goes into both of you guys standing. But since we're talking about women today, you have to recognize that and don't be afraid to bring it up. I mean, that is a standard as well. You got men that, okay, let's say you did marry a guy and he was a good guy. Okay, and something happened and he got sidetracked, lost his vision, lost whatever. Do you stay with that person? How long do you stay with that person before you actually push him to go in the direction that he should be or should go? So we got a lot of women that will allow a man just to lay around the house, won't do anything, just totally lost his spunk. Nothing. He's taking you to work in the car that you were paying for and then coming back home and just laying on the couch.
Or riding around.
Or, better yet, putting other women in your car.
Riding around.
Okay. So, what should you do in that case? Okay, in my opinion, like I say, you know the person that you're with. You have to hold him to a standard to make him go out and be the man that he's supposed to be. That's part of being that help me. You got to push.
Yes, but baby, this is what I'm going to tell you. I know some women who, not only do you do the resume, which you help, because I may have that skill, Reggie may have another. Okay, so I do the resume. Then I put the resumes online for them. I do the job hunting too. When it's time to go to the interview, we can't go to the interview for them, right? And then we following up with people. Like, we become more of mama, I guess I'm saying. We become more of, we're not wives, we're like mama.
A mother figure.
Yeah, like we trying to get you in order. You're going to do this, and you're going to do this. But a man has to want something for himself, just like a woman has to want something for herself. And so you can do the resume and assist. You can, like I said, go online and do all the job hunting for them or whatever. But when it's time to get up and go, the secretary, when it's time for them to go up and get the job and then they start making excuses, then what? No. Because you it's different to help somebody than some of us doing too much because you're not helping him to be the man that God called him to be. And it's not just the... Now, y'all ain't going to like my next comment, but it's not just us that's trying to date him. Some of y'all mamas is in the way of some of these men being men because they got to talk to you first and they got to ask you questions first before they do something for their girlfriend or before they do something for their wife. No. Because that ain't right. Like, mamas, you don't want to be married to no man like what you're creating. So don't create that kind of a character for nobody else to deal with. You don't like it when he lay on your sofa. Tell him he cannot go to some other woman's house and lay on her sofa. Get yourself together. You know what I'm saying? So it's one thing to help people, but sometimes I don't know at what point, I don't know how to you have to pray and seek God about everything. Because
exactly. I mean, I see on here where a person says a person has to want something for themselves, and that's exactly
yes.
it. You, the man that you're with, you have to have hold him to a standard
yes.
of wanting something. Okay, everybody should have vision.
But he ain't got
okay,
no
you
vision,
can
okay?
you can see all day and still lack vision. Okay, and this is where it comes to actually getting to know the person that you're with. So, like I say, if the person has lost vision, then it's your job as a helpmeet as well as the man to the woman. To keep you both bounce off of each other and keep each other straight on the way that you're trying to go. We have a vision. We have what we're trying to do. If a man can't sit and tell you what he wants for his life or where he's trying to go,
he ain't trying to go.
You might need to just back away from that.
He ain't got no.
Because
okay,
guess what? If he doesn't have vision for himself, he can't have vision for you.
Lead me into the dog.
Exactly.
Or leading, you know, you into the door. We can't do that. Listen, I got a lot of good comments. I'm trying to read them fast before they disappear because y'all are on it. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all are on it. We are helping some people today. Melvin said, most people are not really honest about who they are, so they don't really know what they want. You better preach. That's what I'm talking about. Most of women, we don't have ourselves together, but we want to be out here trying to get with somebody else. The reason why you got that what you have is because you're on that level. I wanted a man on the level where I was going, not where I was. Because where I was, I was sick. Where I was not ready. But I wanted a man on the level where I was going. When you want a man on the level where you're going, then you're not going to settle for things where you are. Because right now, you're hurt, vulnerable. The last dude tricked you. You know, you had children by somebody who you thought you would be with forever, whatever that is that hurt or whatever, ask God to fix that. It took 3 years for me to really want to be bothered with anybody, and I would be like, no. Now that I have the perfect answer.
Because think about this.
Yeah.
You got, I see Ms. Donna talk about a firm foundation. You got two shaky people getting together.
Mm-hmm.
Both of y'all shaky. Okay? Both of y'all suspect. And then you try to, you think you're going to put that together and that's going to make one perfect foundation? Or a firm foundation. It's not. It's going to be two shaky people together.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's going to be shaky from then on.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Okay? You're not going to be able to help each other. You're not going to be able to lean on each other. Because if one goes down, the other one should be able to hold, support
weak,
the other.
If we just weak.
Okay? So, it is.
And, like, and then back to what Melvin was saying, cause if you don't know what you want, then all you know to get is sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because
mm-hmm. you ain't got no other goals. So the next goal is kiss me and let's lay. And then we can't, even though you can have sex in a dog, you can't cook without electricity.
And see, I see two people talking about their mindset.
Yes.
Susan and Carla said that.
Yep.
And that's where it starts. It starts right here.
It's
nothing physical. It's right. It's mental. Okay?
Yep.
So I'm speaking as a father. I'm speaking as a brother, as an uncle, of all nieces, daughters, or whatnot. I want my daughters to have something that's meant for them, that's going to support them, and that's going to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen too many men, brothers out here, I don't care what your race is, that you're not living up to your end of the bargain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, to me, it's the woman's fault because they're allowing that to happen, okay? You got to hold these people feet to the fire, you got to hold them to a standard. If you see a guy that's not coming to you the right way, then let him walk. He hasn't come at you the right way. And I'm not talking about walking by, rubbing on you like they do in the club and all this, buy you a drink and all this stuff. No. Allow a man to come to you the right way. If he can't, then you need to let him keep stepping. I don't care how good he looks. You just let him keep stepping.
You can't even go by how people look. Mm-hmm. Y'all beat them, bought y'all a bag of trash. Listen, for years, I went to church as a dressed-up garbage can. I was real cute, but I was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
I was real pretty. I could be in anybody's, what they call, trophy.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't no good, though. I ain't no good. I can't help nobody with nothing. I ain't have my mind together. You got to get your mind right. And we were made beautiful in the sight of God, and he gave us some features that he did not give man. He did. So he wanted us to be different. And so some of y'all that's too hard, why?
What y'all say? Everything that glitter ain't gold.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that what they say? So I'm like, you actually have to, like I say, You better look beyond what you see. You got to look inside. You got to look inside. You be all jacked up over here or whatever.
Got a worm in it.
I'm telling you. It's like you said, a dressed up garbage can.
Because that was me.
And like Miss Don said, she said no expectations.
Yeah, how you not going to have no expectations? Listen, when you marry somebody, you can be young. I got some friends who married really young. But you still have some dreams and some goals. You still have some things you want to do, even at a young age, you know, stuff you want to dream of. And if the person that you're with cannot, like, we're supposed to be motivating each other, you know. And my husband and I, we have two different lines of work. So my husband worked on his master's for a year. Now I'm working on my cosmetology license for a year. We don't have to be on the same.
I don't see my wife or expect my wife to come home. Baby, you still gonna cook? You still gonna do this? I can't take care of myself. No, she supported me for a year. I support her for a year. That's the way this works. We're gonna make this money right here in El Paso. Remember that. We better make this money. But anyway, like I said, you have to support each other.
Support, yes.
Okay, and like ladies. If a man cannot support you, then you need to just let it go.
Okay, so listen, I forgot to tell y'all this. If you have a question, if you're on the line, and I do see people on the line, press 1. If you have a question on here, just type it in, and we'll see it. We have one. I have family members who say it's better to have a piece of a man than no man at all. I'm going to just fall out right now.
Go with you. Wake her up.
What piece of man? What is a piece of man? Having one breath. It's flipped. It just don't make sense. Or one hand. Like people that...
Lord have mercy.
A piece of man. Yeah, because you know what? I let me go back.
Who said that?
Cole.
Is that Cole?
No, that's not...
Who said that? Charmaine?
Yeah,
I won't say nothing. I won't say nothing. That's my sister tell me that I won't say nothing.
Okay. Wait. Okay. Piece of man. Listen here. I don't know how to put this. Okay.
99 won't do.
No. But 100. I get what you're talking about, so let's address that.
I know.
Because some of y'all, everybody married in the family. Some of y'all 40. Y'all ain't met nobody yet. Or some of y'all first marriage failed, and so you want to hurry up and get another one. So you figure when we go to family reunions, it's nice to take some back. A headache. Before Reggie met me, or we came together, Reggie.
It won't do. That's it.
But before we came together, I had a piece of man. And so he would get missing. This is how you truth heals hurt. He would be available Monday through Thursday, but he would get missing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then when he was hungry, he'll call me. Or when it's time to take me around family members and stuff, I want to show her off because she's a good girl. And she'll be nice.
She compliments me.
Yes, she is nice.
She completes me.
And so I had a piece of man. Let me tell you something. Then that piece of man, other piece, is with somebody else.
Gone.
All right, there you go. The other piece, the other half, is with somebody else because God didn't make half of people.
Somebody told me this after I got my divorce, and I think it's true for everybody. You have to learn to be by yourself.
People don't like to be by themselves. I went to the movies by myself.
You have to learn to be by yourself.
And then Big Mama told me, she said, if you don't like being by yourself, why you think somebody else want to be with you?
That's it.
Because you don't like you. Ain't like you enough to stay by yourself for just a few minutes. So why you expect somebody else to want it? Okay, then Kay said there are women who refuse to be single and will take whatever comes along, and that's why they don't have themselves nothing. Nathan. Because the man that finds a wife finds a good thing, he finds his good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ain't it, you just playing in a relationship, right? Because you're not his good thing. I want to be Reggie's good thing. I don't want to be a piece of nothing. I don't want to be the part-time lover. I don't want to be sneaky. Some of y'all, stop this. Ladies, creep having that man creep in your house after y'all children go to bed?
Mm.
No.
No standards.
No. Stop it. He know you had children when he met you. If that's the only way y'all can bump and grind, which I pray that you'll learn how to hold that tail somewhere in the road. But stop doing that. Stop sneaking them in and out. I'm telling you, unless you know who these people are, better stop sneaking these folks in your house. Some of them coming in your house stealing your stuff. You're trying to figure out where that stuff is. They got it. And they done took it over there to their cousin house where they stay at. Because you let them creep in the middle of the night, they got to leave for days.
Mm.
Who does that? Thief comes in the night to steal, kill. That's we can't do all of that.
And I hope don't none of my men get mad at me. But
well,
let me think about this. Let me tell you about this.
Tell the truth.
If you allow a man just to cut corners, I'm not saying be hard on him and all this, but what I'm saying is if you allow him to sneak into your house, you allow him to just get away with stuff, not having to work, not having to do this, all you're doing, like I said before, is creating a new standard for yourself. And guess what? He's going to think you're easy. I don't have to do much. This is too easy. This is too easy. I don't have to even work.
Nothing. You ain't got to do. You ain't got to do nothing.
I understand what this lady right here, she has some standards. Okay? I'm not going to be walking around this house just doing whatever I want to do. Okay? And she understands how I operate as well. Okay? But that's because we have standards.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what we want out of life. And we know what we deserve.
It's sad.
See, a lot of problems, a lot of times people, women, don't know what they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of y'all set the bar so high that guy can't entertain it anyway. He's just like, why should I even try?
Yeah, you all up in the cloud. You ain't even got no Rolls Royce, but you asking for one.
Just hostile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you have to find just that spot to where you have some legitimate standards that you will not allow to go.
Like you're not going to cheat on me. You're not going to be lying to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to. Things like that God has in the Bible that you can back up. The
mm-hmm.
truth. The commandment. You're not going to be doing any of breaking any of this stuff right here. Because thou should not kill. So I can't be with no mercy. Thou
mm-hmm.
should not be lying.
Mm-hmm.
Thou should not be. You know what I'm saying? Stuff mm-hmm. like that. Have some standards, yes, we got that. But why you, my question to most women when I do go to speak at women's functions and stuff like that is, who do you see yourself to be? When you see yourself as a beautiful woman who has something to offer, who has something to give to somebody, you don't settle. You may get lonely, but you'll go buy ice cream. You'll go get you some chocolate, boo, and you will eat that chocolate and you will be happy with that chocolate because you don't have extra drama to deal with. If you got to be calling somebody at 3 o'clock in the morning asking them where they at.
Yeah.
They not with you. They not with you, boo.
Somebody said if he's sneaking into your house, he's sneaking into somebody else.
That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. They ain't at your house every night sneaking.
Mm.
Right? Every night climbing through the window?
Mm.
Every night calling, talking about some babe, you up?
Mm.
Or what you got on? And y'all don't be sending no naked pictures to these old crazy people because you're not going to marry them and then they're going to have this evidence against you when you become all that God has called you to be. They're going to have naked pictures of y'all. Y'all better stop sending these naked pictures of y'all breasts and titties and all that other stuff. Stop it. Y'all better stop because that's not the man you're going to marry. The man that you are going to marry is not asking you for booty pictures of you. And if you do get married to him, you're not going to stay with him long because while he's asking you that thirst that he has for that pornography, it's not going to go away because he said, I do to you. It's going to stay there. You're going to be calling on Jesus. You're going to be rebuking the devil. You're going to be asking God to intervene because you decided that it was all right. But it's due to be having naked pictures of you. Y'all better stop it. I'm telling you because you're not going to marry him. And then they be trying to hold that mess over your head later and be talking about they're going to post it.
Mm.
They're going to post it on Facebook and share it. And yes, grown people do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes. Grown people send naked pictures of their body parts to one another. And they wouldn't get no naked pictures of me because guess what? I ain't got time because you might use that because I'm going to be somebody who is going to be great to all the nations, and you just use right when I get up, there to be sending in naked pictures of me to the National Enquirer. Nope.
And Carla going biblical on the floor. You're right, Miss Carla. You got it. You know, people always try to use this Proverbs 31.
Love his wife like, oh, the Bible says a man should love his wife like Christ loves the church.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear it?
Mm-hmm.
So we must allow men to do that. Don't let him treat you anything less. And don't try to make excuses. Like, most of us make excuses where right now he's having a hard time. Well, he ain't ready. He ain't ready. He gonna get himself ready. He'll come back and get you. You just gotta wait. If that's who you really think it's for you, let him get himself ready. If you gotta buy your own wedding ring, let us pray.
If you had to buy your own wedding ring, then he's not ready. He's not ready. Not to say that y'all can't wait and just until he's ready.
But you can buy a cheap wedding ring. We ain't got to always have diamonds. If somebody truly loves you, they can buy you a band.
That Tamila said, oh, what about the women that's okay with being with married men?
Lovely.
If you
with a married man, you ain't got yourself nothing.
It's not even that.
You still ain't got yourself nothing.
You don't have standards for
yours.
Yourself.
That ain't yours, though. That married man ain't yours. He'll never be yours.
No, that's their boyfriend.
But
a married
yours.
Man cannot be your boyfriend. If you didn't know that, you know, if you've heard that,
if that man died today, you ain't gonna have no benefits, you ain't have nothing. And you're gonna be sitting on the back row, not the front row.
And he's not gonna leave his, one, he's not gonna leave his wife for you.
That's a
that's
lie.
One.
Yes.
Two, if he does leave his wife for you, then guess what?
Mm-hmm.
He's probably gonna leave you for another person because he's done it before, and that's just his operational tactics or whatnot. But it's not gonna work.
Who said a hollabut?
Somebody posted.
Carla, you said you bought your own ring. Clarify. Did you say you bought your own ring? And we're going to want to know why. Is that Carla? Carla, answer us. We want to know why. Because we know your husband. And we want to know why. Okay. I don't think she meant it. I think that's a miss.
Somebody posted music.
Okay, look. What about the women that's okay? Oh, we read that one. What about the women that's okay with? I don't want to talk about it.
What?
Like, married men ain't no good. And then, let me confess, I had one time in my life when I thought it was good to have a married man because it makes sense, because then I don't have to spend no time with him, and then he can come and go, and he don't have to be up in my face asking me for nothing, and I don't have to address any of the things. That's the devil. That's a lie. That the devil has tricked me into thinking that's all right. You can't be with no married man. You ain't gonna, even if I got a situation I did on my show where a lady messed with a married man. They did get a divorce. He married her, and guess what she became? That same type of woman that she was. And so guess what? There was another woman that came right behind her that was fooling around with her husband. See, you reap what you sow. Fooling around with her husband. And then guess what? Third marriage, he with somebody else, still talking to you, still trying to talk to her. When we know these people had experience, how you found them, she found him like that. She accepted that like that. So he did leave his other wife. No, take that back. The other wife left him. But she got married to the man. But guess what, though? He got with her, married her, and then found him somebody else to cheat with. Y'all can't change cheaters. You can't talk people out of cheating. If they got that spirit, that's their spirit. And if they ain't your husband, if you didn't already make the mistake, because God can deliver and he can fix people. But if you knew before that he was like that, that's on you. That's on you.
That's you lowering your standards.
That's on you.
Again.
That's on you.
So.
And you be calling Jesus later. We all make mistakes or whatever, but God loves his children and he gives us signs of crazy people. He gives us signs of lack of respect. He gives us signs of abuse. He gives us these signs. Like, this stuff don't be surprising to us.
And if you don't think you have that sign or have the ability to see those signs, you need to pray for some discernment. Okay? Need to be on your P's and Q's when you're looking at some of these cats that's out here.
Yeah, investigate. Donald said earlier you have to. Well, we got to investigate.
Just be on the lookout. Just be careful. Very mindful.
Donald said background check. Woo. But if my friend had a background check, she would have knew that man was a murderer and that he had spent 15 years in prison.
But I think there were other things that she saw.
Yeah, he
where a background check
he hit her.
Was not necessarily needed. She probably could have saw that anyway. It's indicators. You got to look for those indicators.
And people can't play for a long time. Like, if y'all give them some time and, you know, spend some daylight time with them, then you will pick up on certain things. You'll talk about certain issues. You know, talk about certain things. See how people feel about things. You know, just talk. You know, to have conversations.
See other signs you missed.
Yeah, other signs. But okay, listen, if you have a question, if you are on my radio side, press 1. I do see some callers over there. Press 1. If you just want to give a comment or give some feedback, y'all, we almost coming to a close. Hold on.
That's right. He won't
now, that's true now, Randy. If you call him Jesus all night, all day, he's not going to send you no married man. Y'all can cancel out that. And then married man, look, in one of my books, I put that the married man said that he was, they were separated. Well, till they get divorced, you can't talk to me. That's how I would be. You know what I'm saying? You can't talk to me. I'm not available for married folks. And then they might not never, you know, there's some people now that are married to people who've been married like 20, 30 years. And you remember we ran into some people like that, that they haven't gotten a divorce because of legal issues or.
Cheaper to keep them.
What is it though? Disability, some stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then, well, y'all should say that same how then y'all could save some money.
Carl said you can tell by the way a guy treats his mother.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I do. But also, you got to be aware of these guys that
do too much for their mom.
Their mother, mama
boys.
Mama's boys.
Now, there's a difference. We don't have a problem with mama boys, so y'all start sending us messages about that. We talking about the mama is over at that mama house trying to tell her what to do at her house. We talking about them kind of mamas.
Like, or making excuses for their son.
Yeah, for their son. Well, baby, he's been trying to look for a job. He's just having a hard time. You just need to have a little more patience with you. Well, I'm hungry. You ain't the one hungry. So don't be giving me that advice.
Or blaming it on the woman because he doesn't have himself together.
Yeah. Okay, I got a grandmama quote for you. She said, if he ain't with you on Wednesday night or Sundays, you are not his only one.
That's good. Baby, let's go to church together.
Oh, and then, let me tell you something else. If you a church-going woman, and from the beginning, now see, I don't understand this part. You know you like to go to church, and you know you're going to be asking him to go with you. Right? And you know he ain't no church-goer. We can't. It's a having some. Okay, we fixed it. We think. But I'm just saying, if I'm a church, like, how come we can't have some lightness? It's like, if I want to serve the Lord, and you don't want to serve the Lord right now, we can't talk.
I think you should try to get him to church.
But I'm saying, how many times I asked him to go to church, and he said no.
That's true. I mean, you have to know. I'm not saying what's right or wrong. I'm just saying that means you're not compatible then.
Yeah,
there's no compatibility.
Yoked.
You're not equally yoked.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's not even willing to entertain church because you go to church, then you're not compatible.
Yeah, because even let me tell y'all something about Reggie. Reggie was going to church before me, and when I didn't want to go and have a little funky attitude, he'd leave me right at the house.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, that's how you know when somebody is serving God and not all caught up in your tail. And I don't want no man that's trying to follow after me and forsake God, his relationship with God. So that's foolish right there. So already, I don't know how we're going to have no relationship. You know what I'm saying? And then, like Susan said, she invited her husband to church and he... he started going.
Yeah,
so if I'm asking you 500 times if you're going this Sunday, and especially when I'm singing and I'm on the program and you can't even go for that part, like you can't support me. And I'm a church going girl, you know I'm a church chick, so
that
why you can't come?
That might not be the one.
No, part. You can't even come and see. But you hanging out with your boys or your girl on Friday.
Rain said because he was somebody else at church.
That was Rain, I don't think they at the church, girl. I believe they somewhere else. I don't believe they at church. I believe they in somebody's basement.
Yeah, the greatest church of shared faith.
They in somebody's basement.
2 miles down the street.
Then he would beat me. See, that's what I'm saying. So you can't get somebody who's not already going to church. But let God lead you. Not your hot tail. Because that hot tail will get you in trouble. Some of y'all will lay down with these folks late at night. And then when you see them with the light on, you be like, what did I just do? Ooh, Jesus. Have mercy, God. I'm serious. You be wanting to go into repentance. Because some of them look like one thing when your mind is cloudy. But when you come back to the light, and then sometimes it'll be too late since you ain't want to wait. Since you ain't want to wait, now you got chillin'.
Yes.
By this person who you don't know. And I made that mistake so I could speak on it.
Now you are forever linked, at least for 18 years.
Father.
With that person.
Yes.
Guess what? This is what I told my wife. Yesterday. Think about, remember I said the second and third order effect. So this person that you pick, there's a such thing called genetics. Genes. You are the keeper of the gate of that. So if you know what type of person you're dealing with, don't produce nothing from that. If it happens, that's fine too. But you just have to right the ship on that. Okay, you have to make sure you put a positive spin on what you have done if you made a mistake in doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Just my opinion.
Because we all make mistakes. I have made some mistakes, and that is why I do this show, first of all, because the truth feels hurt, and I had to deal with my truth. And being a single woman, like Reggie and I both have this joke before we met each other about the single life. It's no joke out here now. People are lying. People not going to tell y'all they have AIDS. People are not going to tell y'all they have diseases. People are not going to start off conversations. So if you have sex with them that first night, boo, it is over as far as that goes. You have not protected yourself, and you have put yourself in another category. And it's not just about what I'm going to be called, because we don't even know you're doing that because you're grown. What I'm saying is now when people go into the single, the dating stuff, they are not being honest or not being right away with all their business. You know what I'm saying? They're not coming out with it like that. So if you take some time, slow it up a little bit, then you can learn some things. You can see how often that telephone ringing with this other chick name coming up on there versus you not knowing this chick was even calling him because he only spends 25 to 30 minutes at your house. You see what I'm saying? So then you know what his behavior is. You know if he is rude, you know. I mean, it goes both ways. The women, because women are not exempt for ugly acting or for being sneaky or trying to use people. Like, this is not a gender thing.
And I don't want to make it all seem like we've been talking this hour about, you know, you got to always have these standards and you don't fall off. If you fall off, that's fine. Just make sure you get back on the right track. Just make sure you live back up to the standards that you have set for yourself. Write them down. This is what I want to do for my life. This is where I want to be for my life at a certain time. If that person does not fit in there anywhere, compared to based on what they're saying to you during the dating phase, you might want to think about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carla said she did not buy her own ring. Thank you, Carla, for clearing that up. We didn't read right. But it's okay. Carla said she did not buy her own ring. Okay, everybody got that. Don't be trying to gossip. Y'all know how y'all do. Carla did not buy her own ring. Her husband bought her ring for her.
I don't know.
What did she say?
I'm going to talk to Vince about it.
What is the truth?
I'm going to talk to
her. Let me go
get my phone and text him real quick.
So listen, y'all, it's almost coming to an end for us. We thank you all for tuning in. We since we've been on this show, we got invited to speak at a singles ministry conference.
Uh-huh,
it's on the bridge. We got several things.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So the one asked her question on the post like she was supposed to. Well, no, that's not the right post. But we had a comment here that said, need you guys to speak at a singles conference.
No, I'd be glad to. I'm there.
Yeah, because we're both single, and we were both of us are on our second marriage, and we ain't going to tell Reggie.
No, I got some stories for you. I can give some stories now. I got some for you.
Yeah, so we thank you guys for tuning in. Do not forget that I want to give you information about the Sugar Queen Jelly. I also want to let you know that Brown Girls, my publishing company, has another book that we have coming out Christmas time. So that'll be book number 5 for me. And I thank God.
Go big or go home.
The t-shirts. Y'all see my t-shirt? Stop lying. Reggie, don't be grabbing my butt on the air. Okay. Stop lying, thankful. Stop lying. Truth is hurt. We have a link for that. There are some other shirts like Why You Lying, just Pinocchio Note. Like, just go over there and see it. The show is all about truth is hurt. Those of you that called in, I thank all of you for tuning in today. You make this easy for me to do. The support is amazing. I thank you for tuning in. On next week, I will be talking with, and these people have powerful testimonies. Tina Beasley Ford. Now Tina has a testimony. Y'all not ready. The show is about truth is hurt and about people sharing the truth so that it'll help heal other people. Even and it also helps us at the same time. So I learned a lot from this show. And then right after that, my cousin Mario Render is gonna come back and visit us because he did an amazing show on how he went to prison. You just want to tune in and to see how good God is.
So I can talk to the men.
Okay, so because it's only fair that we've done a show for the women, we're going to come back. But my book, I'm booked till December.
Oh, so we can't get no airtime, men. We can't get no airtime, men.
December. I'm booked. I got business to handle.
Okay,
so December, we're going to do a show. Where
we
men,
do that from Georgia.
Where are your standards? Why y'all want these girls with their booty hanging out the wall?
And then got a problem with them wearing it when you marry them.
Yeah! You find them as a booty hoe, so keep them as a booty. I'm just kidding. Okay. All right. Y'all. Hey, Hunt. All right, y'all. We love y'all. We're getting ready to hang up. We're getting ready. If you have more questions, hit us up. Bye. Page 4.